Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Hello.
My name is Antonio from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Great. Are you 18 and or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
46.
46, okay. Awesome, great. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Oh, okay,
I will definitely,
great.
Definitely vote.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I am satisfied and dissatisfied at the same. The country split.
Okay.
The country split. So I'm satisfied with.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you are in the between satisfied and dissatisfied. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Which one would you like me to select for you? Satisfied or dissatisfied?
I don't even know what to tell you. Let me tell you why. Maybe you can help me.
Okay.
I'm satisfied with how the administration is trying to improve things with the equality of things and the student loans and the immigration. I believe that they're trying to make improvements to make things fair for everyone.
Okay.
So I'm satisfied on that part. I am dissatisfied with the rhetoric of a lot of people, and I feel like some people feel like they're losing privileges.
I'm a strong Democrat
to the fact that I believe in justice, I believe in equality and fairness. So anything that's not fair, then I don't go for, so.
I understand. Well, let me go ahead and ask you this, okay? Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Let me read the list. Providing affordable child care, improving the economy, protecting LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, standing up to the rise of racism and discrimination, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, reducing gun violence, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, reducing crime, improving kindergarten through 12th grade public school education, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, fighting inflation. Which of those would you select as the top two answers.
The top two?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I would say the woman health, the women abortion.
Okay. Reproductive rights. Okay.
Yes.
And the next one?
That, and then there's, oh God. I would say the racism.
The standing up to the rise of race in racism and discrimination.
Yes.
Awesome. Great.
Yes.
Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I would, honestly, for me, I would say it's getting better to the fact that pay has increased, even though housing has increased, even though healthcare has increased.
Okay.
But with those increases, other things have increased. Pay has increased in those things. I don't know how you're going to find a fine balance. I do believe healthcare is just too expensive right now, but.
I do understand. This particular survey is very.
What was your question?
I can repeat the question, okay? In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, is staying the same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better.
Okay. Now,
I think it's getting better.
I truly thank you for taking the time to answer these questions, okay? Now, the survey has a wide variety of different topics and questions that actually you will be able to answer those questions and be able to have a better sense of why we're doing this survey, okay? Now, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two, okay? Let me go ahead and give you the choices. Poor life choices and values by some, too many people depending on the government for handouts, racism and discrimination, lack of good paying job opportunities, not enough good role models, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, poor work ethic, unfair and rigged economic system for the rich. Which one would you select at the top two as the top two greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country?
Oh, definitely rigged, unfair and rigged.
Economic system for the rich, okay? What about
And the second one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to read the choices for you once again. Poor life choices and values by some. Too many people depending on the government for handouts. Racism and discrimination. Lack of good paying job opportunities.
It would be racism and
Okay.
I would say it's the racism and discrimination.
Okay.
Because if we got that under control, then it will, a lot of those problems will go away if we got that under control.
Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools. Have you heard a lot? A little?
I heard a lot.
Do you hear? Okay.
A lot.
Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? Okay. Would you oppose it strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay.
Strongly oppose it.
I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means the opposite, that you will feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50, well, it'd be neither cold, neither hot, neither warm. If you never heard of any of them, just let me know, okay? If you have no opinion, just let me know. Now, the first one on the list. How do you feel about the gay right movement?
I feel 80%.
80, okay. What about the critical race theory or CRT? Have you ever heard about them?
Yes, I know. That's where all that book stuff started coming from. I'm not.
You can rate your feelings from 0 to 100.
Zero.
What about Kevin McCarthy? Have you heard about
Kevin?
Zero. What about Beyonce?
I mean, she's a 70?
70, okay. What about Joe Biden?
I would give him like an 85 for
what about
his newer
Donald,
times.
I would give Donald Trump.
A 0.
Barack Obama.
I would give him a 90.
What about Kamala Harris?
I would probably give her a 60.
Okay. Awesome. Now, I know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Cornel West, the third party candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Switching things a little bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5, moderate impact, and 0, no impact at all. Affirmative action ending. What type of an impact would that have in your life from 0 to 10?
A severe. Oh, a 10.
What about climate change?
A 10.
What about the country's economy going into a recession soon?
For me personally, honestly, it would probably only be about a 6.
Okay. What about crime and violence in this country?
In my, I don't get involved in stuff, so I would say my a 3.
A 3, okay. Now, we're almost done. Okay, Judy, thank you. Thank you for helping me. Okay, let me read this a little bit faster so that way you wouldn't take too much of your time. But I'm going to read to you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth, rather than how they self-identify. Okay. Would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree. I strongly agree.
The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you agree or disagree with that particular policy?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
I do not agree at all.
Okay. Do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illnesses should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
I strongly agree.
The government should provide free child care to all families.
I disagree.
Somewhat?
I somewhat disagree.
What about?
I somewhat disagree.
What about this one? Children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. In which, if any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Let me read to you the list. Fathers adopting a child. Mothers adopting a child when dealing with a mental health episode, sickness, or serious injury. Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child. Mothers giving birth to a child. Death of a family member. Caring for a family member with a serious health condition. Which of these should require all of them? Okay. Let me select all of them for you, okay? And how often would you say that you experience sexism in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often, not often, or not all?
Not often.
Not often. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Money or property was stolen. Did that happen to you or to a member of your household?
Yes.
Okay. Was that you or to a member of your household?
It's my family.
Okay. What about car was stolen or broken into?
No.
No. What about home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crime, such as assault?
No.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban? Suburban?
Nice. Very nice.
Is it in the city, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Once a week.
Once a week, okay. Every week, okay. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. MSNBC. Would you watch it very often?
No.
Somewhat often? Mm. Not that often?
Not at all.
Your local
TV? Oh, I'm sorry. You could say not often.
Okay. What about
often.
Your local TV news? Very often? Somewhat often.
Often?
Okay. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Somewhat often.
What about CNN?
Somewhat often.
Fox News?
Never.
Never, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat. I'm a Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Right now I'm strong. Okay. Right now I'm a strong Democrat.
Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself.
Health insurance provided by, provided by my employer.
Who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
I am.
Okay. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls into, including everyone in the household? Just tell me when I get to that category, okay, or your category. Under 15,000, 15 to 30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 150,000, 150,000 to
100, that one.
Okay.
One to 150.
Okay, great. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Ma'am, I truly thank you for your time. Thank you very much. We are complete with the survey. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Oh, you take care. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.